This is 5 Minute Friday!
Welcome everyone to today's episode with my dear friend, Dr. Lissa Rankin. I've had her on before and I just love the energy that I get from her, so I wanted to bring her back on to talk about a new topic, which coincides with her previous one, which we talked about, which was mind over medicine. This one's all about fear.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The other two of the courage cultivating truths, which is that the opposite of it's a hostile universe is it's a purposeful universe. Hmm. Or maybe even it's a friendly universe. Albert Einstein says the most important decision you'll ever make is whether we live in a hostile or a friendly universe. Hmm. And, you know, that's a belief system. I acknowledge that's a belief system. But right. I have lived a life, and I know you share this, Lewis, but I have lived a life where I have evidence that it's a purposeful universe, that everything that has happened in my life, I can look back and see how it grew me as a soul, even if it was painful at the time, how adversity can be an opportunity for soul growth. And if we stop feeling like we're at the mercy of a random chaotic universe where like bad things happen to good people and, you know, and there's nothing you can do about it, so you better just shore up and try to guard yourself. If you start trusting that, like, wow, I mean, one of the questions that I ask myself a lot, if something's happening that I don't like, I'm like, wow, why did I write that into my movie script? Right. If I'm co-creating my life and my thoughts, beliefs, and feelings are participating in what's actually happening in this 3D world, why would my soul have written this part into my life? And it actually helps to just shift my perspective so that I can see, wow, okay, I can see how this is purposeful even if I don't love it. And then the last one is, instead of I am all alone, you know, most spiritual traditions teach we are all one. Mm. That we're interconnected in a web of life, that we have our, you know, we are energy, as is everything else in the universe, and that the energy of us as humans is participating with the consciousness of plants and animals and even inanimate objects. I run a training program with doctors, and we teach them how to kind of manipulate energy by bending spoons and all kinds of fun stuff like that. And once you actually recognize the interconnectedness of all things, then you stop feeling so alone in a hostile universe. You start realizing that it is a purposeful universe and that everything is, you know, like dominoes. We're all related. And so, you know, you're not in this isolated bubble. And in the fear, like I said, I have such a scientific mind. There's a chapter about each of those courage cultivating truths in the fear cure where I include evidence. Like, this isn't just a spiritual belief. Like, here's the evidence that these things are true. And there's actual scientific evidence behind these things, which I think is pretty exciting.
Yeah, very cool.
So I want to answer. I don't want to ignore your other question.
No, though. I apologize for interrupting you.
No, it's okay.
What did I ask you?
You asked me about how we become friends with our fear.
Yes, yes. So can we become friends with fear? And if so, how do we start that process?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of tools in the book, but I think part of it is learning how to discern true fear from false fear and recognizing that both, we can have friendly relationships with both true fear and false fear. So it's not like true fear is our friend and false fear is our enemy. False fear can also be our friend. So true fear, and like I said, the trick is discerning. That's the challenge. That's the challenge is when you have a thought, Like, let's say you have a thought that says, my spouse is cheating on me, right? Or I'm going to run out of money. And this triggers a stress response in the amygdala, in the brain. It triggers the fight or flight response. It fills the body with cortisol and epinephrine. You know, your heart rate starts going up, and your blood pressure raises. This increases your risk of heart disease, right?
Sure.
Okay, so what do you do with the thought? And is that a thought that's going to protect the physical body, like when a tiger's chasing you? Well, no, not right now, unless your spouse is cheating on you and has a knife, you know? So how do we manage these thoughts that come into our head? Is it an intuition that is calling for our attention, or is it a false fear that we need to really just ignore? And so learning these tools to discern these, can help us to identify which thoughts that show up in our heads are meant to be true fears that literally physically affect the body, but not just affect the body, like affect our life, protect our life, our loved ones, our hearts, our health, and which thoughts are thoughts that we need to, have a different kind of relationship with.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.